If I can have your attention here in the media center, we will start today's post-race media availability for the AAA 400 here at Auto Club Speedway. And we're joined by race-winning crew chief Adam Stevens. We will open the floor up for questions for Adam. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Questions for Adam Stevens. As we're waiting for questions, I'm sure we got Lee right here at the front. Let's get a microphone to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You got your wish. He waited until Sunday. So how does it feel?
It's pretty cool. You know, the 200 deal is it's awesome. You know, it's important for people to remember. It's not my 200th win by any means. But it's cool to be a part of his career. You know, he's as good as they get. Probably be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know how anybody could argue that. And just to be so close to that level of talent and help him achieve what he's achieved is a tremendous honor. And I don't take it lightly. I never have. You guys have probably heard me say that before. But get him to victory lane a few times and be a part of it on the Xfinity side and a cup championship and a few cup races. And now to be a part of his 200th win, I hope I'm there for 250.
Additional questions in the deadline room for Adam Stevens? We'll go to Bob and then to Dustin.
Fox Sports. You probably don't know this stat, but in the last 36 times he had led the most laps in an Xfinity race and had not won, he only won one of the cup races the day after. So I'm curious, like, do you do anything after he has a race like he had yesterday to make sure he's ready to go or to
no, but just... I'm probably going to start now that you pointed that out, Bob. That's ridiculous. I had no idea. But, you know, I think we've all seen a lot of growth in Kyle through the years. And I've seen the most, not behind closed doors, not dealing with him on the team. He's always been as good as he could possibly be in that regard. But the frustrations through the weekend and on the racetrack affect him less than maybe they did a few years ago. And I wouldn't expect that stat will hold true in the future. But now that you pointed it out, probably not surprised that I'm surprised at the magnitude of that stat, but that stat exists. Maybe not, but he just operates at a whole different level now.
Go next to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Adam, before that last pit stop, listening to you on the radio with him, he was talking about he was afraid to make an adjustment, and you said don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. How much, and I know when you're in the heat of the moment, it's one thing, but how much of it is have you learned how to coach him through these things, or and why do you, in that sense, why did you say don't be afraid in that case?
I mean, I was really just busting his chops, but the car was pretty finicky today. We never made a wedge adjustment or a track bar adjustment. It was just air pressure and a piece of tape all day long. So we were close, but we kept bouncing from one side to the other. And these things are, when you get them right, they can be that way. Certain tire combinations are worse than others. But we were a little tight. We adjusted. We were too free. We adjusted again. We were too tight. I didn't want him to not tell me what the car was doing because we were learning about the magnitude of our changes, and I didn't want him to forecast his impression upon what we were going to do. I just wanted him to tell me what it was doing. And every time that we made an adjustment and got his feedback, we got a little bit closer with the next one. And he was cautious to get it on the loose side and not be able to use a throttle like he needed to. So I was busting his chops a little, but I just wanted his honest assertion of what the car was doing at that time with no filter.
How often do you bust his chops that way?
At least once a race. I had a pretty good opportunity early in the race and I didn't take it, but at least once a race and all weekend long. You know, you have to enjoy yourself, and we operate at a pretty high level of communication and know how to take each other, so we try to keep it light.
What was the situation?
When Denny was running us down at the end of the first segment, and the gap had closed quite a bit, and he didn't hear how much the gap had closed and sniped at me a little bit, and I let it go, but I was ready. I was ready to team up, but I didn't.
Questions in the terrace press box?
Yes.
Go ahead, press box.
Yeah, only one question at this time. First of all, congratulations, Mr. Adam. Just a question concerning the tire wear. You mentioned earlier you adjusted, when I understood it correctly, the air pressure. We saw some drivers having problems with tires. You were not concerned this could have happened also to Kyle?
We weren't concerned by the amount of wear. This is a place where you really try to push the air pressures pretty low, lower than what makes Goodyear comfortable. And I think that tire issues we saw, having not intimate knowledge of their situations, you know, maybe they ran something over, I don't know. But generally you see a lot of failures here because people just get too aggressive pushing the air pressure down. So that coupled with running on the apron can really hurt the left sides. There's a lot of bumps on the back stretch that can really tear the sidewalls up on low air early in the run. So that was the concern, not the actual wear of the tread.
Any additional questions in the terrace press box?
No more questions from the terrace.
Skybox press, any questions from the skybox press box?
No questions from the skybox.
Great. We'll send it downstairs to Chase, and then we'll go to Christian.
Chase Willem, NASCAR.com. Adam, going back to what you and Dustin were talking about, do you think that's one of the biggest keys of your success between with you and Kyle is the fact that you can bust each other's chops and get mad, but at the end of the day, nobody's feelings are hurt?
I mean, I think the key is communication and how that manifests itself is just that we communicate well. And we both have the same goal, and we work toward that same goal. And, you know, everything but that happens in between coming in the garage and leaving the garage, we pretty much leave here. And we do a real good job of learning from our mistakes as a team and always looking forward and moving forward. And I think it all just comes down to communication.
Christian?
Christian Coley, frontstretch.com. I noticed beginning at the race, it was just really trashy outside. There was a lot of trash in the air. Was it a key to come down on pit road and try to clean off the grill every time? Because I noticed at one time there was a piece of debris on the grill when I was shooting photos in turn three, and then it just seemed to disappear. How was it to keep the trash off the grill?
It's something that's a concern. I'm sure every car in the field picked up some debris at some point. As race teams, we've gotten a little bit more savvy about how to deal with that on the racetrack. And, you know, really wasn't an issue. We never had temps climb. But, you know, out here it's been so windy the last few days. It wasn't too windy today, and that just stirs up a lot of stuff. And it's very common to pick up debris here. But we've all found ways to deal with that.
Go next to Dustin.
I also wanted to ask you about another communication. After the pit road speeding penalty, you were very adamant on the radio, obviously in a very calm voice of, you know, we don't need to get this immediately. I guess one question would be, you know, here is a veteran driver that's been through the battles. Are you saying that as much for yourself, or is that something that in your – I mean, look, you've worked with him for so long. Why did you need to say it in that way, in that sense, for somebody who's been, you know, almost had 1,000 races in this series?
Well, I do talk to myself a lot, but I don't generally key up the mic when I do it. It was just reminding him of the situation we were in. You know, a couple of the cars, we had to go tail end, but a couple of the lap down cars waved over for us. So, you know, I think we restarted about 18th on the racetrack. So the ground to cover was a lot, but it wasn't something we couldn't do. You know, and I felt like we had the best car and we had time on our side, and I really expected to see at least one caution to bunch us back up. So the last thing we wanted to do was him to not be aware of the situation and think we were a little bit more desperate than that, and then put it five wide on the top and drive it into the fence in the first corner, you know? So, he has the ability to make lots of moves, and sometimes those moves don't always come at the right time. So, I just felt like it was the right thing to do to, impress upon him that we could get there without any Superman moves early in the run.
Adam, congratulations on the triumph, and good luck next week at Martinsville.
All right, guys. Thank you.